My name is AJ Sullivan, and this is Seventh Hour, and I did the Suez Crisis in 1956.
So, AJ, what was the Suez Crisis of 1956?
So, the Suez Crisis was a time when the French, the British, and Israel had occupied the Suez Canal, which it connects the Mediterranean Sea with the Red Sea, which previously the leader of Egypt, Gamal Abdel Nasser, had seized and nationalized the canal, and this angered the British, and who then recruited the help of the French and Israel.
So why did they want this Suez Canal?
Well, the Suez Canal was very important because it connected the Red Sea connects the Mediterranean to the Indian Ocean and all that big expanse of water. So it was a pretty important shipping route. So whoever had control of it got all the taxes that you had to pay to get through the canal, and it was a pretty important thing that Egyptians seized.
So what happened when Britain, France, and the Israelites attacked and tried to take this land over?
Well, they actually didn't get very far. They came up with a plan. So Britain and France had Israel make an initial attack, and then they intervened, saying that they were trying to hold up a ceasefire that had been set up by the UN, which was just like a trick to get them in without rising too much suspicion. So then they took control of the canal. But this kind of, this was not a very good move by the British and the French, because they did not check in with their allies first. The United States, who was the president at the time, was Dwight Eisenhower. He was pretty mad with them, especially with the British, who were really close allies back then. And so he got the UN to vote to get the British and French out of the canal and get it back to Egypt.
So how did this tie into the Cold War?
Well, the Egyptians actually got some help from the Soviet Union, the USSR. They were given aid. Beforehand, the Egyptians were mad at the U.S. because we had promised to build a dam, but we went back on that promise, so they were pretty mad at us. But then the Soviet Union came in and said they would help Nasser build the canal, so they got that done. But during the crisis, the leader of the Soviet Union, his name was Nikita Khrushchev, challenged the occupation of Israel, Britain, and France, and he even threatened to launch nuclear missiles on Western Europe if they didn't retreat.
So, do you have any final words?
No.
Thank you.